Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I'm pretty sure not, but you know, it's funny that you say that because I use the word to describe the television remote. I say clicker. You know, get me the clicker. Where's the clicker? And apparently my children have used this word in other people's homes. And those other people are like, what are you talking about? Like, what's a clicker? And they're like, you know, the clicker. And I remember Ruby once came home, yeah, and she goes, Mom, you know, other humans don't say that. And I'm like, well, what do they call it? I don't know. She goes, like, a remote. I'm like, whatever, it's a clicker. And they thought it was really a clicker because, you know, so they got embarrassed, I guess, when they went to somebody else's home and said, where's the clicker? And they were like, what? Should be the worst thing I scar them with, you know, right? Whatever.
I guess it's the Google Nest. Is it the Google Nest? I don't know. Now I'm obsessed. I don't know.
It's like a smart device in your home that
device,
shows pictures?
Like Alexa, yeah. Only it's from Google.
And it's got a screen, though.
It's got a little screen, and you can sync your photo albums to it. So it'll go back and say, a year ago today, here's what you were doing.
Yeah. I get those from Shutterfly.
Yeah.
And a week ago today, Russia was spying on you through your
Google. Well, God knows. Yeah. There are no secrets.
Honey.
We're an open book.
Honey.
It's a shirt, but more of a pamphlet than a book. But
that's right.
So I came across, first of all, do you think we can all agree that billionaires should pay their fair share of taxes?
Yeah, and maybe then some.
I have nothing against.
Don't want to sound too much like a socialist, but, you know,
I have nothing against people that earn significant money. And I mean, as long as you do it fairly and legally. And you're not cheating other people in the process, but I also think that people should be paying their fair share. If you live in the United States, pay for the upkeep, pay for the maintenance, pay for the military, pay for teachers and health care. All of us, I think, have a role to play there. First of all, Jor, almost a third of U.S. workers make less than $15 an hour. One third of the workforce, $15.
Still?
Yeah.
Because now,
15 or
you know,
less.
Amazon or Target, they're paying a whole lot of money.
Which leads me to the next statistic. 4.4 million Americans quit their jobs last month as the Great Resignation continues.
Man.
The Great Resignation shows no signs of winding down. More than half of American households paid no federal income tax last year. Due to COVID relief funds, tax credits, stimulus money, 57% of U.S. households paid no federal income tax last year, up from 44% before the pandemic. So President Biden wants to eliminate some of the most egregious tax loopholes. He's proposing a billionaire minimum income tax, which would apply. Guess how many U.S. families have assets of $100 million or more?
Oh boy!
Is it 3,000?
How many? Like an
3,000, 30,000, or 300,000 assets of $100 million or more?
I'm gonna say 3,000. That's a lot of money.
30,000 families.
What do you say, DJ?
30,000 families in
That's
the U.S.
a lot of money.
Have assets of more than $100 million.
Jeez.
And billionaires, you want to guess how many billionaires there are in the United States? Just a wag.
Well,
just throw
less
something
than that,
out there.
5,000.
DJ?
I'll take the over on 5,000. 10,000, how about it?
700 billionaires.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and so okay, so much less.
This proposed tax, in other words, doesn't just target billionaires. It targets 30,000 families with assets of more than $100 million. Now, these households would be subject to a new minimum tax of 20%, ensuring they don't pay lower tax rates than many low and middle class Americans. And here's the thing. The country's 400 richest families pay a lower tax rate than the middle class. That's due to four decades of a lower overall tax rate because they have better lawyers and better tax loopholes.
Weren't we supposed to close these loopholes?
No, because people donate to their favorite politicians. And oh, by the way, if you get elected, can you make this little change for me in the tax law? Four decades of tax cuts for the rich, preferential treatment for capital gains, such as the profits made from sales of stocks and bonds, which are taxed at a lower rate than income. And there's something kind of interesting here. It's called the unrealized appreciation of assets. Billionaires would be taxed on their gains during a year, whether or not they sold an asset. So even if you don't sell the stock or sell the bond.
Yep, I'm okay with that.
If it goes up in value, you would be taxed on that. Now,
so we're just talking about money that's continuing to make money just by sitting there, whether it gets sold or traded or not.
Right.
So I am okay with that. If there's no blood, sweat and tears going into that, I am so okay with taxing that money.
And you wouldn't be taxed twice. If there are any billionaires listening right now, if you do pay your money to the IRS, in essence, you're paying some of your taxes up front. Whatever you pay would be deducted when you do finally cash out of your stocks or bonds. So, but again, what the uber wealthy do, they don't cash out their stocks. They just get bank loans against what they have, you know, in their investments. So they never have to cash out their stocks and bonds. They get very low rates, bank loans, and so they avoid having to pay crazy amounts of money.
Billionaire taking a bank loan. That's the system is broken, my friend. This healthcare insurance with the drugs is broken. This system is broken. Taxing the uber wealthy, that doesn't matter to them or not. Do they even know if they paid that money or not? It does not affect their lifestyle or their health. So I'm glad. This is, a starting point, right? To maybe create some greater wealth equity.
Yeah. And again, the whole idea, the administration estimates it would cut the federal budget by $1.3 trillion. Making sure the ultra wealthy pay more tax would bring in $360 billion over the next decade. But it may be unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. We don't know yet. But anyway, we'll keep you posted on the billionaire minimum income tax.
When we get back, we'll stop selling cigarettes at Walmart. Make a difference. Let's talk next. So this week, Walmart announced it is taking tobacco products off some store shelves. When I say some, it's like California, New Mexico, Florida. And Walmart's playing catch up because Target and CVS have cut out cigarettes entirely. And we know that more than 480,000 Americans die from smoking cigarettes every year. And in fact, get this. The CDC estimates 1 in 13 kids will die earlier than expected from a tobacco-related illness. In a few days, on April 1st, is what we used to call, remember, the Great American Smokeout. Mm-hmm. Now it's called, like, National Kick Butts Day, right? You remember that? Now, or then it was called National Kick Butts Day, and now it's called, I believe, Take Down Tobacco, National Day of Action. But I was shocked to learn at how many kids this still affects. So we had a lot of questions about this, and we asked Gabby Coleman, a certified tobacco treatment specialist at Allina Health, to talk about ways tobacco is still impacting our youth. And she joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. So Gabby, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Gabby, I don't understand, and you know, maybe I'm naive, but kids know this is bad for them. Adults know tobacco kills. How much of a problem is tobacco with today's youth?
It is a significant problem. And according to the 2021 National Youth Tobacco Survey, 34% of high school students, which would be grades 9 through 12, had tried any tobacco product.
Wow. Is
that's
that up?
Yeah,
is that up from a generation ago, Gabby? What are the trends? Are more kids smoking now?
Well, I think I would like to rephrase this question. Are more kids using tobacco? Because we've seen smoking cigarettes on a downward trend, but what we're seeing on an upward trend starting from 2016 to 2017 is the number of youth who report using tobacco through vaping a nicotine e-liquid or vaping an e-cigarette.
And can I ask a question about that? My brother, who's 3 years younger than me, he's been smoking cigarettes forever. He just recently switched over to vaping, and he's kind of patting himself on the back. He's saying, hey, brother, look, vaping is a lot safer. Does he make a compelling case, or is he in dreamland? I mean, how much safer is vaping than smoking cigarettes?
It's really difficult to quantify that with a percentage because in healthcare, especially in the world of tobacco treatment, it's difficult to say that something is safer when we know it's not safe. We know that these e-cigarettes are delivering insanely high levels of nicotine, and whether it's targeting the developing brain or the brain of your brother, they're getting nicotine in higher doses, and therefore it's not safe.
What are the impacts long-term of nicotine on the human brain? Do we know? I mean, nicotine can't be good for you over the long haul, right?
Yeah. Well, nicotine essentially can damage every organ in your body. But when we think about the youth, we think about the adolescent brain. It doesn't develop until around the age of 25. So when youth introduce tobacco through an e-cigarette, these high levels of nicotine are damaging the areas of the brain that are responsible for memory, cognition, and emotion. And when we think about emotion, we think about mental health and how it's really impacting their ability to not manage mental health.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Effectively, yeah.
One of the texters asked us if the federal government is still subsidizing the tobacco industry?
Oh, that's a good question, isn't it? That's a good question.
Yeah.
So if I'm understanding the question correctly, back in 1998, the government did sue Big Tobacco and they won a lawsuit, and they've distributed the funds to help people quit tobacco use. But, you know, simply we don't have the regulation that is needed to keep these products out of the hands of youth.
Gabby, what do you recommend for parents? I mean, we all want the best for our kids and kids for our parents. We want our parents to live long lives.
Yeah.
But what tends to work? What has the most impact in getting people to quit? What works?
Well, you have to find a reason. You have to find a reason that resonates with yourself. Why do I want to quit? Often when I work with youth at Allina, a lot of the kids will say, you know, I can't play my band instrument, or I'm having a hard time walking up the stairs or running down the soccer field, or I can't afford my tobacco product anymore. And just really trying to find that reason that resonates with them, and then developing a quit plan that feels that it's achievable.
Okay.
Gabby, why are they starting in the first place? I thought there was a stigma against tobacco that it, you know, oh, we're smarter than that now. We're not falling for the, you know, the Joe Camel and the Marlboro Man ads anymore. I mean, do kids not see it that way?
I think that when the tobacco industry started to launch these new products onto the market, they knew that they were targeting replacement smokers, and they knew that they could add flavors. Flavors are very appealing to youth. I think the last time I checked, there was still over 15,000 flavors of e-liquids available on the market. And flavors in and of itself are actually damaging the heart and lungs. It really suppresses the body's ability to fight off infection. So it makes the immune system has to work harder to fight off an infection.
Oh, boy.
I know. I can't believe this is still a problem, Paul. I mean, I'm really surprised.
Yeah.
Right. I guess I just thought kids would be like, oh, tobacco, that's so, like, you know, 1960s.
Something like
I don't want anything
okay,
to do with
it. Okay, boomers. Yeah, okay.
Right. Boomers. Okay, but exactly.
I know. You know, youth are really dealing with a lot of stress, and this seems to be a device or a product that they turn to for stress management. But in the end, they're not able to manage their stress, their anxiety, their depression any better than they were before they started the tobacco product itself. But it's truly the flavors. You know, youth are curious. What will it taste like? What will it feel like? And again, there was no regulation when regulation should have been implemented several years ago on these devices. And so they're just falling into the hands of youth right now.
Okay.
Gabby, do you think when, like, Walmart makes a decision to stop selling it, or Target makes a decision to stop selling it, do you think that helps, or are they going to just find it somewhere else?
Well, I think any type of regulation that we can implement at any level is critical. So absolutely it's going to help if we remove accessibility. But you're right. If somebody is addicted to nicotine, their brain's been hijacked to think they need nicotine for survival, especially the brain of a youth adolescent or young adult. And so, of course, they're going to try to find ways to purchase their tobacco product, which is very discouraging. But that's what happens when somebody's addicted. And I just really want to add that these new e-cigarettes, the disposable vapes, I mean, some of these vapes are delivering nicotine at insanely high levels. I wanted to highlight the Puff Bar, because the Puff Bar is an e-cigarette that middle school and high school students have reported using over the last couple years. And, you know, one Puff Bar has over 90 milligrams of nicotine. And if you equivalent that to tobacco cigarettes, that's like smoking over four packs of cigarettes.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, no.
Gabby, I heard, too. Oh, correct me if I'm wrong, nicotine more addictive than cocaine and even heroin in terms of how it affects your brain. Is that true?
Yes, it's very true. It hijacks every pleasure center in the brain. And again, your brain is wired to think that it needs nicotine for survival. So when it's going without nicotine, it's going to try to find a way to get the drug, even though it's, you know, when you don't have access to it. So yeah, it's very, very addictive. It's got a high risk of relapse if you don't have a solid quit plan in place. And, you know, there are a lot of medications out there to help with tobacco treatment to quit successfully.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Gabby, this was enlightening, a little discouraging. But again, Gabby is a certified tobacco treatment specialist at Alina. Gabby, for people who want more information, help quitting, advice for kids, where do they go?
Yeah. Well, there are a few good resources. The Truth Initiative has a program called This Is Quitting, and kids can text Ditch Vape to 88709, and they'll get age-appropriate text messages and advice on how to set a quit date and how to get through triggers. Minnesota Quit Program has My Life, My Quit. They can log on and register, and they can chat, or they can talk to a tobacco coach. There are other organizations. American Lung Association has the Vape Talk. Mm-hmm. Alina Health, we have a Change to Chill website that also provides resources for youth and adolescents on a tobacco quit plan.
All right.
Good. Thank you, Gabby. That was a ton. Gabby Coleman with Alina Health. We appreciate that time and the awareness about this. Again, I was kind of hoping that, tobacco, that was my mom's stuff, you know, but I guess it's still out there.
Nope. Back to the future. Hey, it's spring in theory.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
When we come back, see how well you do on a spring fever quiz. That's coming up next on CCO. Do you have spring fever, Jordana?
For sure I have spring fever. I'm locked up here in a hospital room and it's raining outside. Yeah, I can't wait to get out there when we can.
Take a walk, you chirping birds.
Mm-hmm.
Green.
Smell the spring smells.
Yeah, it's coming. It's later this year, certainly later than last year. Last year at this time, the ice was coming off Metro Lakes. Always amazed how quickly things can change, though, and I think it'll be that way this year. Mid-April, we'll have more days in the 60s. But here we go. Six questions about spring fever. Today's terrible trivia. Let's see how well you do at home. All right, Jordana, the average date of the first severe thunderstorm warning issued by the National Weather Service for any county in Minnesota, the average date of the first severe thunderstorm warning, is it March 27th, April 8th, or May 1st?
April 8th.
Well done. Yeah.
Wow.
Nicely
done. Maybe something stuck in when I worked for you for a year.
Well, yeah, you did learn a lot. Well done. Yeah, April 8th.
Thank
no
you.
Warnings that I'm aware of yet statewide, but... wait for it. Okay, DJ.
Yes.
Average date of the last measurable snow in the Twin Cities.
In the Twin Cities. Okay.
In the Twin Cities, and we're talking a coating, a tenth of an inch
sure.
or more.
Okay.
Average last day of measurable snow. Is it April 8th, April 22nd, or May 6th?
Average date?
Average
date.
Average.
I think it's April 8th.
Well done. Yes,
wow.
The same date.
Same day as
the first severe thunderstorm warning.
So,
okay.
Is every answer to the questions going to be April 8th?
April 8th, yeah. I'm very attracted to April 8th. It's my favorite day of the year.
What day did I have a cornmeal breakfast?
Right?
But again.
Yeah, right?
But again, your results may vary. April 2018, 26 inches of snow in the Twin Cities. Mm-hmm. I see no evidence that that will be the case this year. And in the last decade, we've seen later snowfalls than April the 8th. This data goes back to 1884. Okay, Jordana, here we go. Average date of the last hard freeze in the Twin Cities. Now, that's different than a frost. A hard freeze, a few hours, 28 degrees or colder, enough to kill everything off. Average day of the last hard freeze in the metro, is it April 24th, May 7th, or May 23rd?
Hard freeze?
Yeah, hard freeze in the metro.
I'm going to say April 24th.
Wow, you guys are three for three.
Wow, look at that.
Holy cow.
Killing it.
I gotta make these harder.
It's almost like I had the answers.
We're just smart.
All right. Here we go. DJ, average date of the first tornado warning for some county anywhere in Minnesota.
Okay.
Somewhere in Minnesota, the first tornado warning issued by the National Weather Service.
Okay.
Is it April 15th, April 28th, or May 8th?
That is April, what was the one, middle one, April 28th?
April 28th.
It's April 28th.
What?
He sounded so confident,
you
too.
Would be so wrong. It's May 8th.
Wow.
This is data going back to 1955. The average first tornado warning somewhere in the state is May 8th. Okay. Jordana, latest flurries on record in the Twin Cities.
Oof. Oh, boy.
The latest flurries on record. Okay.
This is not something the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce likes to brag about, but
I bet they don't.
Makes us tough. Makes us crazy, but it makes us tough. Latest flurries in the metro. Is it May 28th, June 16th, or July the 4th? The latest flurries on record.
It's July 4th.
You'll be happy to hear. No, it's May 28th.
Yeah.
1965.
I would have guessed June.
I thought that there has been snow in every month except for August.
Wait, this is Twin Cities, though, you just
asked. Minnesota.
That was Twin Cities, not the state. Yeah.
Oh, got it. All right. There was a method to my madness
Good try, Jordan.
You had the right idea.
Got you.
Poor execution, but the right idea. All right, DJ, last question.
Okay, I can win it here.
And the only month where snow hasn't been observed somewhere in the great state of Minnesota
is August.
At an official observing station. Is it June, July, or August?
I think it's August.
I just said that. I just gave it away.
It's July.
It's July?
It's July.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, then my stat is wrong. I thought it was August, too, DJ.
Jordana had a plan the whole time to sabotage the last question.
I know, right? Now,
they're
totally
really,
not. I'm
and,
sorry.
Every time I mention this, people say, yeah, well, Paul, at this town, we did get flurries in July.
Yeah.
It has to, at an official observing station, an airport where there's an observer who can look and verify and say, yep, that's snow. That's not a hallucination.
Wait, so all of your stats are just like only true for airports across Minnesota, not the whole state. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Where we have official observers.
Yeah. Are you an official observer?
No, I'm not.
This whole thing seems like a sham.
I'm not. $20. Mail $20 in an envelope. You can be an official observer.
Right?
Jordana, you still won somehow.
All right.
2-1. So well done.
Well, that was a good quiz. And except for me and DJ, you know, the Twins are winning, the Wild are winning, hopefully the Wolves will win tonight. We'll talk sports with Mike Max next.
Maxi Sports, brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Couldn't help but notice that yesterday NFL owners approved a rule to modify overtime by ensuring both teams do get a possession.
Yeah.
One chance to touch the ball. But Maxi, Jordana's here, and she has a question, too. The NFL seems to be getting even more serious when it comes to diversity, right?
Well, I mean, they're making a mandated, on the offensive side of the ball, where they think the numbers are down, an intern, in essence, that you're going to add to the staff. But in truth, Now, this is a rule that they're making, so you have to be accountable for it, but they've been doing this for a long time. They've been doing implementing this kind of stuff for a long time. Now it's just that each team is going to have sign off on it and check that box. Many teams have been proactive this way, and this just means that every team has to have somebody on. And I didn't realize that there was a discrepancy between the offensive and defensive side of the ball. They made this specific to the offensive side of the ball, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, for those that don't know what we're talking about, the NFL announced that all 32 teams must hire a female or a member of an ethnic or racial minority as an offensive assistant for the 2022 season. And the reason being is that, you know, head coaches, and as I guess to your point, maybe start out in offensive roles. And I guess they're hoping that there will be more diverse head coaches in the NFL in the coming years.
Yeah, yes, and
that's right.
Obviously, it's a pipeline. It works its way up. And so you're in essence, you know, the Rooney Rule was the first thing that went into effect. And that said, when you hire a head coach, you have to at least interview a minority candidate for it. And that's what got the wheels. That was some time ago now. This is another step along those lines. But if you go to training camps right now, you go to NFL, I mean, they for a long time, you know, they're making it a mandate, so now all 32 teams are accountable. But they've been working in situations like they've been doing this for a long time. I don't think that this is something that they were far off on. This is just an extension, and it means that every team now has to make sure that they do it. But a lot of teams have been doing this for a long time.
So the Wolves play the Rockets tonight, pregame.
No, the Raptors.
Raptors.
We wish they played the Rockets tonight.
What the hell?
The Rockets are terrible. They play them on Sunday. But they play the Raptors.
That's it. Okay.
And they've got about identical records. And the Raptors have Gary Trent Jr. from Apple Valley, who has really flourished since he got into that system and got a $54 million contract because of it. I was teasing his dad, a former Timberwolf, about it. I said, "You're set for life." He said, "The family tree is set for life."
Yeah. Generations to come. What else are you working on, Maxie?
I am working on, where was I yesterday? Oh, I said the Mr. Basketball yesterday. I told you about that.
Yes.
Today, so the Twins played today, and Byron Buxton added a two-run single and a grand slam.
Whoa!
So there's your good. I know it's not Friday yet.
That's good news.
But that's good news.
That's a bright side.
Yeah, that's a bright sider, right? Miguel Sano hit a home run as well. The Wild won last night against Philadelphia. And they've won seven straight now, and they play Pittsburgh tomorrow. So they all of a sudden have become the hottest team in the NHL after they were one of the coldest teams in the NHL.
Wow.
There's just so much going on. Of course, the final four in town last night, we caught up to the UConn team when they got off the bus. They didn't lose talk to Paige Beckers. They didn't make any players available, but their coach, Gino Ariano, was available, and he talked about Paige coming
so
home.
Exciting.
And it was really exciting when you see that bus pull in.
It is. It is.
Cinderella story. Mike Max, thank you.
Thanks,
so much.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be back after the news.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.